Weeks before George Floyd's death fueled national protests around Black Lives Matter, the death of Breonna Taylor at the hands of police led to anger and grief in Louisville, Kentucky. Her case has now become a national touchpoint for protesters who often chant, "Say her name." As John Yang reports, the city of Louisville's response to the case is now a flashpoint all its own.
Anger and frustration are still fresh more than 4 months after 26-year-old Breonna Taylor died at the hands of Louisville police. No apparent progress in the investigation and no charges in the case.
Can you say her name?
Breonna Taylor.
Do you remember her name?
Breonna Taylor.
For weeks, daily demonstrations have demanded justice for the emergency room technician who was shot in her apartment as police tried to serve a no-knock drug search warrant after midnight. Hannah Drake is a Louisville activist.
We continue to fight. We continue to speak. We continue to shout. I said, this is not an incident that will be buried underneath bourbon and bluegrass in Kentucky.
The hunger strikers for Breonna.
On Monday, several Louisville residents began a hunger strike, live streamed on Facebook and backed by medical professionals to ensure their well-being. Protests have spread across the country, including the NBA. Philadelphia 76er forward Tobias Harris used his time with reporters on Monday to send a message to Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, who's investigating Taylor's death.
We want to make sure that Daniel Cameron will arrest the cops and officers involved with Breonna Taylor's death. And yeah, that's all I got to say.
Thanks.
That's going to be my answer for every question.
Fair enough.
Amid all this, new details are emerging. Last week, the Louisville Courier-Journal used police dispatch tapes to determine that for more than 25 minutes, Taylor lay where she fell in her apartment hallway, receiving no medical attention. The coroner said she had been shot 5 times and could not have been saved.
It seems as if this city continues to murder Breonna Taylor every single day. So there was a moment where the mayor called on us to have a day of healing and reflection, and there can be no healing and reflection when every day something new is coming out about the case.
Records show 3 plainclothes officers used a battering ram to break down Taylor's door at 12:40 a.m. None wore a body camera. Kenneth Walker, Taylor's boyfriend, has said he heard pounding on the door, but no one saying they were police. He said he thought someone was breaking in. Investigators recorded his statement.
So now the door's like flying open. I'll have one shot, and then all of a sudden there's a whole lot of shots. So there's just shooting, like we're both on the ground, and then when all the shots stop, I'm like panicking. She's right there on the ground, like bleeding.
Walker shot once, hitting an officer in the leg, though charges against him were later dropped. The police fired 20 rounds. Detective Brett Hankinson was dismissed last month for violating the department's deadly force policy by wantonly and blindly shooting into the apartment. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove are on administrative leave. In May, city officials turned the case over to Attorney General Cameron, a Republican. He's the first black person to hold that office and is a protege of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Your new neighbor has the power to arrest and charge cops that murdered Breonna Taylor.
Last week, nearly 90 protesters were arrested after peacefully gathering at his home. Cameron declined to comment for this story, citing the ongoing investigation.
Why have laws not been enforced?
Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, a Democrat, faces calls for a city council investigation into his handling of Taylor's death and the ensuing protests when a popular restaurant owner was shot and killed by authorities. On MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports last week, he deflected questions about the criminal probe.
This is in Daniel Cameron's hand. We've communicated to him that please move this forward as quickly as you possibly can. Our city is suffering, the country is suffering, certainly Breonna's family is suffering as well. And so I pray that we will have a quick resolution to this. We've done everything that we can here.
The FBI is conducting a separate investigation.
It's time for Daniel Cameron to get information.
And as weeks have turned into months since Breonna Taylor's killing, Demonstrators in Louisville and elsewhere have made sure she is not forgotten. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.